In this bulletin, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson plans a cabinet reshuffle following his election win. Fires continue to burn as the weather forecast heats up around Australia. And China removes an English Premier League game from its schedule over comments about Uyghur Muslims. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Reports British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is planning a ministerial reshuffle in response to his election win. The Sunday Times is reporting the Brexit ministry will be scrapped once Britain has left the European Union. Mr. Johnson is also expected to embark on a cabinet shake-up this year to replace ministers who have stood down. The Prime Minister would also establish a border and immigration department separate from the Home Office. Meantime, Labour's John McDonnell has apologised for the party's election results, stating he owns the disaster. But he also suggested the media demonised Labour's leader ahead of the party's defeat. Back in Australia, authorities are concerned dozens of buildings have been damaged in a large bushfire burning northwest of Sydney. The Gospers Mountain Fire has destroyed close to 400,000 hectares and remains at a watch and act alert level. The blaze stretches from Lithgow in the west through to the Hawkesbury and the Central Coast in the east. New South Wales Rural Fire Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons has told Channel 9 crews have been working hard to protect vulnerable communities like Mount Wilson.
The drought is having an absolutely profound effect on the vegetation and its flammability. We are seeing fire burn effectively unimpeded under windy conditions through recent hazard reduction burnt out areas where we're hopeful for some moderation in fire behaviour and a slowing of fire.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has reduced the forecast budget surplus to $5 billion as part of his mid-financial year update. The government has also revealed wage growth forecasts have diminished and the downgrade is because of the weakened global economy. But Treasurer Frydenberg says the Australian economy is continuing to grow and next year's prospects are looking strong.
Growth is being driven by a number of factors, including public final demand, household consumption, exports and business investment. Public final demand, which covers consumption and investment, including the NDIS and transport infrastructure spending, is forecast to grow 4.75% this year, which is up from budget, and mining investment is forecast to grow for the first time in 7 years.
The European Union has agreed to a climate neutrality target by 2050 after hours of negotiations with Eastern European states. Meanwhile, at the EU summit, Poland didn't commit, with its leader declaring the country would reach climate neutrality at its own pace. European Council President Charles Michel says he wants Europe to be the first climate-neutral continent.
We took this decision with respect for many concerns of different countries because we know that it is important to take into consideration the different national circumstances and also different starting points. We think also that it's important to show all the possible efforts in order to take into consideration the social consequences.
And UN climate talks have ended with a small compromise after participants resisted attempts to ramp up efforts against global warming. Delegates stayed in Madrid beyond the planned end of Friday. China's state broadcaster dropped a Manchester City Arsenal game from its schedule after a player made comments criticising China's treatment of ethnic Muslims. Arsenal footballer Mesut Ozil denounced China and complained about Muslims having to stay quiet, leading to the decision not to broadcast the game. Ozil's remarks again raised concerns about the detention of more than 1 million Uyghurs and other minorities in so-called re-education camps in China. But Beijing lawyer Chen Wangshu has suggested Ozil should stick to sport and keep his political views to himself. Manchester City won the game 3-0. Look at the weather for the rest of today. In Perth, it's sunny and 35, much the same for Adelaide, 34. 22 degrees in Melbourne, sunny for you. In Hobart, it's partly cloudy and 21. 32 in Canberra, sunny with smoke haze. Partly cloudy and 21 in Wollongong, much the same for Sydney, 24. Smoke haze is easing in Newcastle, 25 degrees. In Brisbane, it's hot and sunny, 38. It's partly cloudy in Cairns and 33. And in Darwin, there's a possible shower and storm for you, a top of 36 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.